Luna's in Capricorn, and Neptune turns retrograde. Be the professional you are. Welcome to episode 5 in season 6 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Friday, June 25th, 2021. Capricorn Luna begins a brief and fairly uncomplicated yod with a quinquunx to Leo Mars in his sextile to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 3:35 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and completes that yod with a quinquunx to the Dragon's Head at 5:33 a.m. Well, some extroverted influencer is about to discover who you are and what you do, and tell quite a few people about it. Hey, you've been flying under the radar a bit too long, and the work you do is meant to benefit more people than you can hope to reach on your own. Whatever you do, drop the modesty act and go with the flow here. You may not like all the attention, because let's face it, some of it is going to be absolute rubbish. Just give it a chance to catch up with the real you. Luna quintiles Piscean Neptune in his sextile to Capricorn Pluto at 8:12 a.m. There's some real confusion about what it is that you actually do. Don't worry, it's all going to work to your advantage. Luna squares Aries Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn at 10:43 a.m. I'm sorry, but there is no such thing as a healer. That is not a profession. This, of course, is a bugaboo of mine. And yes, it comes out of practicing medicine all those years. Playing doctor, which is what plenty of crappy doctors like to do, that isn't the same as attending to someone else's pain, health, and healing, which is all anyone in the healing professions can do. The body does all the healing. The point of this zeitgeist being, be a professional. Don't be someone who thinks they're playing God. Luna trines Taurian Uranus in his square to Saturn and quintile to Piscean Jupiter at 12:04 p.m. See? You're healing already. You know, as in, physician, heal thyself. Luna biquintiles the Dragon's Head at 3:18 p.m. Good news travels fast, doesn't it? Well, expect to be much better known today, and expect it easier to be a solid professional than to be a genuine imposter. Luna reaches a quinquunx to unaspected Gemini Mercury at 4:42 p.m. Okay. So, imposter syndrome, it's nothing to sneeze at. It's still just a misunderstanding. A misunderstanding of the word professional. You don't need to be in any of the professions to be a professional. You just need to accept responsibility for the work you do. See? That's the real you. Neptune turns retrograde until October 18th at 8:21 p.m. Okay, so that's 16 and a half weeks, a good 4 months. A whole trimester. Consider it a good time to remember that you're a professional after all, and the only credentials worth anything are you acting like one. Okay, so no enormous news on the fairy tale podcast front. Episode 14 of the Hansel and Gretel Code is in the near final stages of editing.
You can't be serious.
I know, it's taken an awfully long time, but then you don't want me talking a whole lot of boring BS, do you?
You're scaring me.
I'm not the greatest writer, so I have to do a whole lot of rewriting and rewriting the rewriting. Oh. No! And as far as the new fairy tale podcast goes, I'm going to call July 21st its due date, and I'll keep you posted on new developments as they come up. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.